Good Saturday morning, everybody. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen announced that anonymous donors have once again stepped forward to support community members facing hardships during the holiday season, marking the 12th consecutive year of the program. In the coming weeks, sheriff's deputies will deliver $100 cash gifts or food certificates to individuals and families who have experienced significant challenges this year, including loss of loved ones, serious illness, job loss, or grandparents raising grandchildren. The program also supports local nonprofits serving homeless and displaced residents. The initiative began when local residents approached Sheriff Hansen requesting the department's assistance in discreetly distributing aid to those in need. Annual donations have grown substantially from an average of $5,000 in earlier years to between $7,000 and $12,000 recently, with one year reaching $28,000. Deputies deliver gifts unannounced, with distribution typically continuing through New Year's Day. Over 12 years, combined with a previous 9-year Toys for Tots partnership, the Sheriff's Office has facilitated the distribution of more than $328,000 in cash and toys to thousands of Huron County residents. Huntington Bank informed the Frankenmuth Police Department and the Frankenmuth Chamber of Commerce that fake $100 bills are circulating, as well as some $50 bills. Several local businesses have deposited fake $100 bills over the past 2 weeks. The appearance of the fake bills is described as an older style bill with a texture that feels a bit thicker than real currency. A distinguishing feature is that the bills have a small logo or face in the center, which means a poor quality security imitation. These bills are passing the iodine pen test, but they are failing when they go through verification at financial institutions. The Frankenmuth Police Department Chief Don Maurer urges businesses and consumers to make sure to check the security features built into the bill. Real currency has security threads, color-shifting ink, and watermarks. When in doubt, refuse the bill. If you suspect you received counterfeit money or witnessed someone attempting to pass it, notify a store manager and the police by calling 911. A federal vaccine advisory committee has voted to end a long-standing recommendation that all U.S. babies get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born. For decades, the government has advised that all babies be vaccinated against the liver infection right after birth. The shots are widely considered to be a public health success for preventing thousands of illnesses. But U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s committee voted Friday to recommend the birth dose only for babies whose mothers test positive. For other babies, it will be up to the parents and their doctors to decide if a birth dose is appropriate. And we'll be right back.
Be on the lookout for Kohler Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane truck traveling throughout the Thumb area. That's right, Kohler Propane now has two pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks transporting propane to homes throughout the Thumb area. B-Cup stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of their propane sales to the hospital's Be a Star Fund. It's Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups program, call Marlette Regional Hospital. And to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
Newly released recordings of 911 calls show Texas residents and staffers at Camp Mystic, caught up in the catastrophic flooding in July, pleaded for help as rushing waters rise around them, stranding them in attics and on roofs. The floods over the July 4th weekend killed at least 136 people, including at least 117 in rural Kerr County. Emergency dispatchers there fielded more than 400,911 calls during the 6 hours when flooding began to overwhelm the region. Texas authorities released the audio on Friday. Kerrville Police Chief Chris McCall has said the calls are distressing and difficult to listen to. Russian President Vladimir Putin has held talks with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at an annual summit focusing on diversifying economic ties, The 23rd Russia-India summit comes as the U.S. pushes for a Ukraine peace deal and global cooperation. On Thursday, Modi greeted Putin in New Delhi with a warm welcome. After the talks, both leaders announced a program to boost trade to $100 billion by 2030, emphasizing strong energy ties. India aims to bridge trade deficits by increasing exports. The U.S. is pressuring India to reduce its Russian oil imports, citing concerns over financing Moscow's war efforts. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.